Chapter 3. The Journey Begins. Joseph peered out of wide open eyes at the silky blackness that now surrounded him. Two very strange things had just happened. Firstly, the moment that he had touched Sam's hand, there was a flash of light and he had found himself sitting on the carpet next to Sam. What's more, they were no longer in his bedroom. One minute, he was sitting on his bed, reaching out to take Sam's hand, and the next moment, he was riding on the carpet next to him. The other strange thing was that the carpet had become much larger. When Joseph had been in his bedroom, it had been just the right size for one person, but now it was plenty big enough for both of them and with room to spare. Joseph felt instantly safe on the carpet with Sam. But at the same time, his heart was pounding with excitement and a little fear about everything that was happening and where they might be going. Sam sat just behind him, and when Joseph turned around to give him a grin, he noticed that the glow from Sam's body seemed even brighter than before. There was also a glow around the outside of the carpet now, like a bubble of shining, clear light. Joseph also had a bubble inside him, a bubble of curiosity and courage that shouted with excitement, "Enjoy this adventure!" He bit his lip, found his confidence, and edged forward a little. Copying Sam, he sat with crossed legs and a straight back, pressed his face forward against the rush of oncoming air, and peered into the twinkling vastness before them. Above, the night sky looked like black silky velvet, while below a foggy cloud streamed off in all directions like a fluffy blanket. Here and there, great lightning flashes lit up areas of the cloud like giant pearl-coloured light bulbs. "Look there!" shouted Sam, pointing to their left. A streak of bright golden light cut through the blackness, like a huge whirling firework with a golden sparkling tail, and disappeared into the distance. "Cool!" yelled Joseph, wanting to jump to his feet but thinking better of it. "A shooting star! Perhaps I should make another wish!" "Oh, that's not a star, Joseph," said Sam, very matter-of-factly. "And now you mention it, this isn't even the night sky." "What?" Joseph looked all around to try and see the moon. "Are we in outer space?" he asked in a hushed, cautious voice, wondering whether he should begin holding his breath. "Inner space," replied Sam. "We are in the space between the world of thoughts and the world of things. What you mistook as a shooting star was really a thought, and we are taking the journey of a thought." "I didn't know thoughts had journeys," said Joseph, turning his head to face Sam. "In your bedroom, you wish to understand how it all works, how thoughts turn into things," said Sam. "And the best way to understand anything is to experience it. Therefore, we are taking a journey of discovery to somewhere very special. We're going to the inside of your head." Suddenly, from what seemed like out of nowhere, a huge spiraling thought came whizzing straight towards them. Tumbling and spinning, the thought blazed a trail of golden thought dust behind it as it streaked through the blackness on a crash course with the carpet. "Look out, it's going to hit us," cried Joseph out loud while ducking low and placing his hands over his head. "Think, miss," Sam shouted back as he jumped to his feet and rode the carpet like a surfboard. Digging his back heel into the carpet, he swung it sharply to the left and up tightly. The thought went speeding past just a few inches behind, like a huge, dazzling comet, showering both of them with golden thought dust. "Phew, that was close," said Joseph. "For a moment, I thought it was going to hit us." "If you had continued to think the thought, it would have," replied Sam, sitting back down and crossing his legs again. "As I was saying, we are on the journey of a thought to the inside of your head. And the rules about how things happen here are a little different from the outside world. Everything here takes place at the speed of thought. Whatever you think will start to happen very quickly. In the world of things, continued Sam, brushing gold thought dust from his shoulders, there can be quite a big gap of time between thinking of something and then it happening. But in the world of thoughts, as soon as you begin to think about something, it will start to happen. Oh, that sounds dangerous. I might think of something bad, said Joseph anxiously, looking around himself for any more stray thoughts. That's possible, answered Sam. But it is even more dangerous not to know that you are making things happen with your thoughts. And in your world, people do that all the time. Joseph sat quietly, trying not to think of things that he didn't want to happen. This is hard, he said after a few moments of silence. If you think it's hard, then hard is what it will be, replied Sam, who was looking out into the distance. The very best way of not thinking about something that you don't want to happen, Joseph, is to think about something that you do want to happen. You can only think about one thing at a time, good or bad, and if you are thinking about what you want, there will be no room left for any thoughts about what you don't want. What a brilliant idea, said Joseph, and decided to think very hard about a large double choc nut chip ice cream topped with a chocolate flake. He created a picture in his mind of how ice cream would look and imagined the taste and feeling of each smooth, cold mouthful. As he focused his mind on the ice cream, a pile of golden thought dust lifted up from the carpet and began to swirl in a circle in front of him. Faster and faster, the thought dust whirled and sparkled, then flash! There it was, his large, double choc nut chip ice cream, complete with a flake on the top, just as he had imagined it. Joseph let out a yell of delight and grabbed the ice cream with both hands. He took hold of the flake, scooped a large dollop of choc nut chip on the end and opened his mouth wide. Just as he crunched his teeth down onto the heaped up flake, Sam patted him on the back of his shoulder and shouted, "There it is!" "There what is?" said Joseph, looking up, and the ice cream vanished back into sparkling dust. "My ice cream... It's gone. Vanished," cried Joseph, staring open mouth at where the ice cream had been. "Not now," said Sam, getting to his feet. "We are here now." Joseph looked up again at Sam's outstretched arm, which was pointing to a huge swirling mass of thoughts, spinning in a circle like a great golden tornado. "Wow, what's that?" gasped Joseph, forgetting all about his ice cream. "It's the gate," replied Sam, "the place where thoughts enter and leave your mind." As they moved closer, the wind got stronger and Joseph gripped hold of the carpet. He could see that the thoughts were spiralling in a big circle, spinning round and down, and then disappearing into the misty clouds below, like water down a sink. "Where do they all come from?" he whispered to Sam. "That all depends on what type of thought it is, Joseph. Some thoughts, like these golden ones in front of us, are eternal thoughts. That means they are always here. Many people from all over the world, from all times in history, have shared these thoughts. They are always ready to pop into your mind, so long as your mind is open to them. Now, look carefully at the center of the spiral and tell me, what do you see?" Joseph stretched his head forward and fixed his eyes on the swirling mass, looking past the thoughts on the outside to the center of the spiral. "I can see other thoughts of all different colors," he said excitedly. "They seem to be spinning in the opposite direction, rising from the misty cloud and circling upwards." "Well done," said Sam with a big smile. "They are another type of thought. They are the thoughts that you create yourself." Really? Said Joseph, feeling quite impressed with himself. How do I do that?
You do it by thinking, replied Sam. When you think, you ask yourself a question
and then give yourself an answer.
Each new question that you ask yourself is the birth of another thought. The coloured thoughts in the centre are some of your thoughts or questions that are leaving your mind. And the golden thoughts that are coming in are some answers and ideas to questions you have already asked. One of these thoughts will be the answer to your wish for understanding.
Sam rose to his feet and once again began to surf the carpet, while Joseph knelt at the front looking out. Closer and closer they flew towards the spinning mass of thoughts, and stronger the wind became until finally they were so close that Joseph could almost touch them.
That one! Cried Sam, rising his voice above the howl of the wind. That's the thought we want!
The huge, sparkling thought went streaking past them, flicking its long, golden tail behind.
Follow that thought!
Shouted Sam as he steered the carpet after it. Round and round and down they went, chasing faster and faster as the circle became smaller and smaller.
Quickly, grab its tail, said Sam. We can ride it all the way in.
Joseph gulped nervously as he reached forward with a trembling hand while gripping tightly onto the carpet with the other and grabbed at the end of the thought's tail.
Got it!
He shouted triumphantly, clutching hold of the sparkling tail as the thought instantly raced off, bucking and twisting like a wild animal and showering both of them with golden thought dust as it wriggled.
Oh, it feels really strange, Joseph shouted back to Sam with a look of unease. Sort of tingly electric.
Yes, answer thoughts often have a strong, excited energy, said Sam. You'll be fine, though. Just keep hold no matter what happens.
Huge coloured thoughts sparkled and whirled all around them as Joseph held on to the golden thought, which raced even faster down into the centre of the tornado.
Wow, look at that, Joseph gasped.
Right there, in the eye of the spiral, was a large opening, and out of it came beams of brilliantly coloured light.
It's like a giant dancing rainbow, said Joseph, and the thought is taking us right down towards it through the cloud.
As I said earlier, Joseph, that is not really a cloud, Sam said. That is the top of your mind, the world of thoughts. It's the part of you that does your thinking, and the opening is the gateway to the inside. Now, hold on tight to that thought. It's going to get a little bumpy. We're going in!